News.
Student Association twins with Egyptian Union.
Student Association to start banking with Royal Bank of Scotland.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Monday the 13th of February. With today's Star headlines, I'm Kelly Satchell.
And I'm Denora Smith. The St Andrews Student Association will twin with the Students' Union of Ain Shams in Egypt. Following a visit to Ain Shams earlier this year by President of St Andrews Student Union, Patrick O'Hare, funded by a student democracy fund managed by St Andrews Student Association, the twinning is a move to support the pro-democracy movement in Egypt.
The Students' Representative Council proposed the motion that the Students' Association stop banking with the Royal Bank of Scotland because of the bank's support of the tar sands oil project. Some climate scientists and environmentalists call this extraction of oil the most destructive project on Earth, due in part to outbreaks of cancer in the local community from polluted drinking water. The Council has accepted the SRC's motion and plan to initiate a change of bank in March.
Tomorrow, the university will welcome Lawrence Boswell, a celebrated theatre director who has worked for the likes of the Royal Shakespeare Company, the West End, and even Madonna. In the afternoon, he will be conducting a workshop with a group of students who will work on Act 1, Scene 1 of Marvaux's Le Second Surprise de l'Amour. Any spectators are warmly invited to attend. It will take place at the Salad Bowl from 2 p.m. until 4:45 p.m.
The Courier has reported that the supermarket chain Sainsbury's is to replace McGregor's on Market Street. The local branch superseding the Gift Gallery and Coffee Shop will have a sales area of 3,500 square feet. Alongside Phase 8 and the potential Wetherspoons replacing Little John's, this now means there are three new businesses opening on Market Street in the near future.
The public toilets in St Andrew's Church Square are the only ones in Fife to be spared from cuts from the council in attempts to save £200,000 a year. Nonetheless, £825 million is to be invested in other services over the coming year and council tax is to be frozen for the fifth consecutive year.
Tonight at the Union there will be a Ceilidh in support of Rag Week. Tickets are £4. Make sure you don't miss out on an evening of piping, Highland dancing and many more Scottish treats.
And those are today's headlines. More news at 6:30 or any time on the news pages of the Star website.